following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Hey there, my name is DJ Stass. This is the Lax Lab. In this podcast series, we will dive deep into the legendary discussion of who is the most skilled male lacrosse player in the PLL. Welcome back, everyone. This is DJ Stass with the Lax Lab. In today's podcast, get ready as I introduce our third powerhouse contender for the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. You won't want to miss this one. But before I do so, I'd like to go over some of the basics of lacrosse and the benefits of this sport. In my opinion, lacrosse is one of the hardest sports to learn. I've played soccer, hockey, baseball, football, and have done swimming throughout my life. So I've had experience with a wide variety of sports. Out of all of them, lacrosse has been the most challenging, especially during the first year of learning. The stick skills, hand-eye coordination, and constant movement make it difficult at first. However, after that first year, everything starts to feel more natural. You no longer have to think about every move, and the game begins to flow more smoothly and instinctively. One of the toughest traits to master is stick skills, which are one of the most important parts of playing lacrosse. Players must master cradling, passing, catching, shooting, and scooping up ground balls, all while moving at high speed and avoiding defenders. Cradling helps keep the ball secure in the stick. Accurate passing keeps the offense flowing smoothly. Good stick control comes from constant practice and strong hand-eye coordination. Athleticism also plays a major role in lacrosse. Speed and agility and endurance are essential. Players need to be quick on their feet, able to change direction, and strong enough to handle physical contact that comes with the game. Combining skill with athletic ability allows players to perform at a high level and contribute effectively to their team. Playing lacrosse offers a wide range of physical, mental, and social benefits. Physically, it improves cardiovascular health, strength, and coordination, providing a full body workout. Mentally, the fast pace of the game sharpens focus, problem solving, and decision making skills. It also builds confidence and resilience as players learn to handle both success and failure on the field. Socially, lacrosse encourages teammates, communication, and community engagement, helping players form lasting friendships and develop leadership qualities. The sport teaches responsibility and discipline while players a sense of belonging. Overall, lacrosse is more than just a game. It's a way to build character and improve fitness and connect with others through shared passion and teamwork. I would like to shift gears and introduce our next player for who is the most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. This player has been talked about nonstop, especially in the last year, since he has recently broke the record for most goals in the NCAA. And it's none other than CJ Kearse. CJ Kearse is a 6'2", 210-pound attackman from Bernardsville, New Jersey. Something interesting that separates CJ Kearse from all the other contestants so far is his family and his family's background. So I'd like to go in and talk about his family's background a little bit, and especially his brothers and his parents who have played at various colleges. CJ Kearse grows up in a household built around lacrosse, family, and perseverance. He is the fourth out of five sons born to Kyle and Michelle Kearse. And all five boys, Connor, Colin, Cole, CJ, and Caden, were raised with sticks in their hands and dreams on their minds. Their father, Kyle Kearse, had been a Rutgers goalie and later became respected coach in New Jersey high school lacrosse, devoting much of his life to both of his sons' development and the community youth programs. Tragically, Kyle passed away from a heart attack in 2015 when CJ was about 13. Leaving Michelle to raise the boys and lean on a larger circle of family, friends, and the lacrosse community. The Kearse brothers remain tightly knit. Their shared experiences, backyard scrimmages, matching rivals, and mutual encouragement have shaped CJ's competitive drive and character. CJ's record-breaking success is in college and in his professional prospects are often framed not just as his own achievements, but as a continuation of the family legacy, one forged by sacrifice, love, and shared passion for the game. Now I would like to dive deep into CJ Kearse's youth / high school career. First off, CJ Kearse attended Del Barton School in Morristown, New Jersey, class of 2020. Del Barton is one of the most prestigious high school non-private schools in the country, especially for lacrosse. And to this day, are a very prominent and dominant team in their conference. He was one of New Jersey's top scorers in high school, and before his senior season was cut short by COVID, he led Del Barton to a Tournament of Champions, TOC title. Del Barton completed a three-peat by winning the TOC title three straight years in a row. CJ Kearse also played for Team USA in the 2020 World Lacrosse U21 World Championship. In that tournament, he was named Tournament MVP, the most outstanding midfielder, and notching 15 goals and 6 assists over the course of that tournament. In the championship game versus Canada, he scored 5 goals to help lead USA to that close victory over Canada. Something a little different about CJ Kearse compared to the other contenders so far, Brennan O'Neill and Connor Schellenberger were both named number one recruits in their class. However, CJ Kearse was ranked the 9th overall recruit as an attackman by Inside Lacrosse in the class of 2020. Now, I would like to move on to his college career, which is more of his dominant era of lacrosse and what he's remembered for so far. So, in 2025, last year, he was named the Torreton Award winner, which, like I talked about with Brennan O'Neill, who won it in 2023, it means you were the most dominant college player during your time. In that same exact year, Cornell went to the national championship versus Maryland and won it after 48 years of not having a win. Or not having a national championship win. In the NCAA tournament, he was named the most outstanding player and then also won the Raymond Earnest Outstanding Player of the Year award. Also won the Ivy League Offensive Player of the Year, all in 2025. Moving on, I want to talk about how dominant he was coming in as a freshman in 2021. In 2021, he was named Ivy League Rookie of the Year playing for Cornell, which is an outstanding award, especially being awarded as a freshman. He also had All-American honors and was put as a first-team All-League in the Ivy League Conference. Moving on to one of his most prestigious and well-known awards that I have mentioned earlier is his career goals record that he broke last year in 2025. He holds the record with 247 goals out of his time played at Cornell. Some single season awards is he tied the Division I single season goals record with 82 in 2025, recorded 115 points in 2025, setting school and Ivy League records. Some other stats and highlights: he was the first to reach over 200 goals in just 55 games, scored multiple goals in 18 of the 19 games in his senior season, and has a career total of 345 points. Now we're going to shift gears to his professional overview. CJ Kearse was selected number one overall in the 2025 PLL draft by the Philadelphia Water Dogs. His PLL debut was delayed due to a right hand injury and spent the first part of the 2025 season as the pup. He made his PLL debut on July 19th, 2025, after being injured. He scored his first professional PLL goal about a week later in the match versus Carolina Chaos. Kearse has also been drafted in the NLL Box Lacrosse League as the number one overall pick by the Toronto Rocks. Getting closer into CJ Kearse stats for the 2025 season playing with the Philadelphia Water Dogs. He played and started in four games, scoring 13 points in those four games. Very impressive, averaging almost a little over three points a game. He had 9 goals and 4 assists in those 4 games with 20 shots. Now I would like to compare similarities and differences between the other contenders and CJ Kearse. So I'd like to go in to talk about CJ Kearse, Brent O'Neill, and Connor Schellenberger, and how they are three of the most talented and influential players in modern college lacrosse. And their connection lies in how each represents the new era of elite, all-around offensive players. All three are very dominant attackmen, known for combining power, lacrosse IQ, and leadership. Kearse, who plays for Cornell University, is known for his relentless energy, scoring ability, and competitiveness. Traits that mirror O'Neill's intensity at Duke and Schellenberger's calm and calculated playmaking at Virginia. While O'Neill often uses his size and athleticism to overpower defenders, Schellenberger relies on vision and precision, and Kearse brings that gritty, high-tempo style that balances both approaches. Together, they've reached the standard for college lacrosse excellence, showing that there's no single formula for greatness. Their mutual respect and shared dominance in the NCAA has also fueled exciting rivalries and discussions among fans about who is the most skilled player in the PLL. Another way to show similarities between these contenders is by looking at the eight key traits to be the most skilled lacrosse player, in my opinion. Like I've talked about with the other two contestants, I would also like to talk about it with CJ Kearse. First, consistency. CJ Kearse has showed consistency just like the other players by balling out all 4 years. I think the one difference for, well, the one similarity between Brennan O'Neill and CJ Kearse is that during Brent O'Neill's freshman year, he was ACC Freshman of the Year, similar to CJ Kearse being Ivy League Rookie of the Year. Moving on to work ethic, I think a great example of work ethic for CJ Kearse is how when he was injured and still doing the roles he needs to do for the Water Dogs, being the water boy or whatever it is, and still showing that he cares for the team and putting in work outside of that to stay up to his full potential. Leadership, mentioned in a lot of the previous articles and statements, was how he was a very strong leader for Cornell, especially during their time last year when they're going into that championship game versus Maryland to win that national title. Mental toughness, again, like any of these other players, CJ Kearse shows mental toughness, staying in his own mindset and ignoring all of the pressure and the fear of failure. Versatility, he is a very versatile player. Like just a great example is how in a lot of the games he is on that attack line and normally stays on that attack line to be that offensive threat that they need, but will also hop back on defense, which is unusual for attackmen, but has that in his bag to help his team. High IQ, he is a very smart lacrosse player, and that's what it takes to be on, in this list to be potentially that best lacrosse player and most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. And then impact on the game, he has changed the sport, especially in 2025, and helped lead Cornell to their first national championship in almost over 50 years. And then passion and love for the game. I don't think anybody does it better than CJ Kearse, especially growing up in a household where all your brothers play college lacrosse, your father played college lacrosse, and just having that familiarity of being around great players and that love for that game just grow and grow each day. Kearse has definitely earned the right to have his name in this conversation for who is the next greatest / most skilled lacrosse player in the PLL. You guys enjoyed this podcast. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I hope to see you next time.